Yeah, as you said last week, we received a report from a person that lives in the Biola area regarding another person described as a male, white, in his what was believed to be his early 30s. The suspect vehicle was a dark colored or black SUV. The complainant told us that they had motioned her over as if to stop. She recognized sort of his clothing to be consistent with that of a police officer, so she complied. The subject then spoke to her about a possible violation and then left the area. Of course, the investigation is currently ongoing to try and identify this person to determine the motive and figure out what exactly is going on. So primarily what we're asking is if anyone saw a vehicle that matched that description, which was a dark colored SUV. There's no visible police markings or lights that were visible. The incident occurred at the 17th Street and the 1800 block in Viola around noon that day. So if anybody saw any vehicles that matched that description or any like video cameras surveillance in that area that could help us identify this person, it'd be greatly appreciated.
And you had indicated in the press release that if you experience a situation like this, you indicated that basically there has to be red flashing lights and that, you know, the officers should be identifying themselves. And if they don't, basically you should be driving to a kind of a safe area and calling 911 to make sure the traffic stop is legit.
Right. That's what I recommend. It seems to be the most efficient and safe way to verify that a traffic stop was legitimate. You know, if you have any concerns regarding the validity of a stop, that's exactly what I ask you to do, would be slow down, turn your hazard lights on. To show that you do notice the lights and you're not attempting to flee or elude, slow down. And then once you get to a safe speed, call 911. That way it gets to the local police jurisdiction, wherever you're at, and likely they will be able to verify if the stop is legitimate and sort of reassure you that you're safe. Our primary focus, of course, is safety for everyone. And we'd hate for people that are doing something like this to take advantage of the trust the public has in law enforcement here locally and do something illegal. So that's what I recommend, just to slow down, turn your hazard lights on, call 911, verify the stop is legitimate as you're, you know, driving to a safe place.